streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it, Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
The streets don't love you back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The streets don't love you back. Feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
To the hills, from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood war, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his main goal was acceptance. Ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers and the boy he had in prison. But he had never met them, cause two was doing life. And Sidney came home to an untimely demise after serving 18 years in the pen. Marble and Christopher began on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, Max.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come into a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet the hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Pop gone on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops. King of my men, but then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing, what I'm doing.
Hello everyone, I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better help? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
Yeah, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen burst, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Sore from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of sides because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land rocket launches. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
control. We're ballin', ballin', baby. We're ballin' out of control. Ball with me, my friends. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friends. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friends. We're falling out of control, my people. Falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. Ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it and got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people, you start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom in the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it, I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's just, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. Definitely been playing some good tracks and bringing you that awareness as well. And we're going to go to my man DJ Taz, and he's going to give you some information and some updates. You're in the building, Taz.
Hey, man, what's good, everybody? It's your boy MC Taz, you know, rocking with the hottest station worldwide. Streets don't love you back. And again, you know what I'm saying, stay in touch. Listening to those commercials and things like that should make y'all want to get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back program. It's really going down, you know what I'm saying? To all the other folks out there that's doing their thing and trying to help out, I'll give y'all that. But y'all not understanding what is really going down. The Streets Don't Love You Back is about a moving organization so everybody can evolve. Not, you know what I'm saying, not disintegrate, you know what I'm saying, but we got to get involved with everything that's going on. Please get involved. The Streets Don't Love You Back is a real organization that gets down for every cause. So stay in touch, stay tuned. It's big, majorly. How you doing, huh?
Hey, man, appreciate that, man. You know, I'm doing just great in yourself, man. You know, a lot of great things is happening. Once again, we had graduation yesterday at the Maricopa Courthouse. This Thursday, we're going to have graduation at another one of our locations up in downtown Phoenix at Philip Memorial CME Church down there. And we want to thank once again Reverend D. Walton for allowing Streets Love You Back intervention program to be at his church. And we also would like to thank our great Senator Catherine Miranda for making that happen and letting people know about the Streets Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program. It's about educating. It's about helping people to the next level, you know what I'm saying, and making better choices in their life and doing better things. We all make mistakes, but, you know, we can turn it around as well. So that's what the Streets Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program is all about. It's not just for inmates. It's not just for convicted felons. It's for any and everybody that want to get their life in order. That's what the bottom line is, you know. Learn more about that program at our website, streetsandloveyouback.com, and learn about a lot of more of our programs. And if you would like to donate to any of our causes, you can go to the donate link on there and make a donation. No donation is too big, too small. We put it right back in our communities across Arizona and everywhere else to give back and, most of all, give a great education to those that's ready to get it, you know. And the ones that's not ready, we keep them in prayer and hopefully they get ready and come on and move forward in their life. Anything else, DJ Taz?
Oh, my goodness. Just real quick, you know what I'm saying? Please get involved. It's serious. You know what I mean? The world is about to come to the quickest end y'all ever known. So the streets don't love you back when it gets y'all informed in every direction about the streets, the drugs, the violence, the domestic violence, all of that. Please get involved. Two classes going on. If you're in the Maricopa County area, go ahead and get involved in that spot. You're in the Phoenix area, please go down there and go see Gil Bivens and everything. He's doing it big. The Streets Don't Love You Back is always moving forward, and we're going to always continue to grow. Either it's time for you to grow or you're not going to grow. Y'all got to wake up. The world is short. Please get involved. Stay humble.
No doubt. We appreciate that, you know. And we want to also give Diane and Mike a shout-out from IDEA. You know, Mr. Bivens is part of that organization, and it's a great organization, and we're proud and honored to be working with that great organization. And God is good, and he's just putting everybody together. That's about helping to educate these kids to a better life and making better choices. So we want to give IDEA a big shout-out over there as well, you know. So steady moving forward. We're going to get back over here, play another couple of tracks, couple of commercials, and then we're going to say, hey, you know, it's been real. And we study moving forward every night, 8:30 p.m. West Coast time, 11:30 p.m. East Coast time. Tune in. If you're online, it's The Streets Don't Love You Back, blogtalkradio.com/. Check us out. Get involved. You know, we study moving forward. We'll be right back. We stay in the building.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store. Because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show spinning worldwide. Once again, if you have not got involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization, log on to our website, streetsdontloveyouback.com, learn about our programs, learn about what we do. And if you'd like to email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Thank everybody for getting involved that's already involved, and we look forward to working with everybody that's want to get involved, because the bottom line at the end of the day, it's about educating our people, educating our youth, educating our adults as well, and keeping it moving forward with people winning and doing what they need to do in life. Peace and love, and we'll see you tomorrow.